of course, I once met Tommy Hayes. That was the story I wanted to tell Charlie, but we are in the process of reconnecting with Charlie for a couple more minutes. And I was actually at a marina one day, and Tommy Austin of the Royal Teens introduced me to a friend of his. He said, "This is Tommy DeHaze, who once recorded a record on the Philips label." And I looked at the guy and I said, "Gee," I said, "there was a guy on Philips with a name close to yours. It was Tommy Hayes, who did a song called Glistening Lights." And he looked at me, he's like, "That's me!" I said, "That's you?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "I thought you said your name was Tommy DeHaze." And he goes, "Yeah, but I recorded under the name of Tommy Hayes." And he couldn't believe. I mean, the guy was like just amazed that I actually knew his record. But I collected the record. You know, I'm a record geek. That's what I do. That's why it's Relics and Rarities. Anyway, I'd like to play for you another tune by Barbara Harris and the Toys. It's one that we play quite a bit on the show. I love the record. And another record arranged by the legendary, the great Charlie Colalo.
Hey!
Killer Northern Soul 45 that turned out to be. That's worth a lot of money! And it's got your name on there. It says arranged by Charles Colello on the Oliver record label. Those are the Steinways. It's called My Heart's Not In It Anymore. Charlie, tell me something about the record.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it, but I remember this. I remember the song. I don't remember the group, or I remember even signing it because it was on my label.
Is that right? Oliver was your label?
Yeah.
Wow. Distributed by ABC Paramount. Nice.
I had a deal on, right when I left Columbia Records, I had a deal on ABC, and I made a couple of records on the for the label. I didn't see any action. Like, that record should have been a hit, and there was, you know, nothing that happened with ABC.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a hit record right here on my show.
That's great.
In fact, if you're listening, those of you who live in the Minnesota area, it is my Sure Shot 45 that you'll be hearing tomorrow morning on Clear Channel's KLDJ, and it's also my Sure Shot on WQMA in Mississippi and East St. Louis coming up in about 2 weeks from now. I record the shows at the same time, but they air on different times on different stations. So it's a hit record on Relics and Rarities. And the record was written by your buddies, the guy who Linzer and Randall wrote the songs. You talked to before about Linzer earlier. You said he was a kid that came over to your living room. He was a Jersey kid, right?
Jersey. He's from Jersey.
He's from what then?
He's from Jersey.
What town?
Right now he lives in Livingston.
Okay. Did he grow up in Newark as well, or?
He grew up, I think, in Hillside.
Okay.
With the Hillside High, I think.
And what can you tell me about Denny Randell?
Denny was the guy who was working for Al Cascia, and I introduced Linzer, Al Cascia, and he met Randell, and they started to write together while Denny was involved with Al Cascia. Then ultimately, they both signed with Bob Crew. Denny was a really, really talented guy.
Of course, he made records as a performer as well.
Yeah, Denny just was not very well liked by people.
And why was that?
He had an abrasive personality where he lacked certain social graces. You know, he would tell it like it is instead of buttering up some kind of, you know, things that were bothering him.
It didn't seem to affect his career, though, as a writer, but maybe that's why his performance as a performer, he never had a hit record, as far as I recall.
Well, you know, most of the relationships that he has, he's pretty much destroyed. Like,
yeah.
You know, Sandy doesn't want to have anything to do with him.
Do you talk with him at all?
I've had a problem with him.
Okay.
I know several other people have had problems with him. And I think not because of his talent, it's just I think of his abrasive personality.
He hasn't mellowed over the years, I guess, huh?
Well, I haven't spoken to him in maybe 25 years, so I really don't know.
Okay, well, on Charles Colello Part 2, we'll try and reunite you guys.
Yeah, I do know people that have spoken to him recently, and they basically say he's the same.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, sometimes you hope people will change for the better. But it doesn't always work out that way, does it?
But he was talented enough for him to co-produce my record when I made my own record.
Well, you know, you made a record?
Yeah, Colello Serenade. I had a disco hit on Sing Sing Sing.
What year did that come out?
78, 79.
Really? I don't have that record. Maybe you have some extra copies floating around there.
I have, you know, I did. I don't know where they are.
We'll have to, when I visit my mother-in-law in Boca Raton, I'll look you up.
You can actually buy it on CD.
Oh, okay.
Well, Colello Serenade.
Okay, I'll look for that. You know, I'm a completist. I like to get it all. In fact, the one apology I'd like to make to the listeners out there is that there are so many oddball Charlie Colello tunes that we never got to tonight. I mean, we could easily have done maybe some other time. I'll try to we'll pick up where we left off, and in the spring of 2007, if we're all alive and well, we'll do it all. We'll pick up and we'll continue on. But we left off. I mean, there's so many records we didn't get to tonight. In fact, before I forget, actually, we have I forget who's on the phone line. Somebody from
Gary.
Oh, Gary from Washington. That's right. Gary, are you there?
Thank you. Yes. Too quickly, and I'll get off, Charlie. Thank you for being 2 hours with us. Incredible. And these two that I hear on Top Shelf a lot, they're very distinctive. Robert John, If You Don't Want My Love.
Right.
I just want to compliment you on that totally boss arrangement on that.
Mr. Robert Pedrick.
Incredible record. And You're Gonna Hurt Yourself, which you co-wrote, Frankie Valli. And I have a quick question on that one. Now, I know I figure since you co-wrote it, maybe you were in the studio when that one was done. And who is the incredible drummer, and who's the backup band on that?
Those were studio musicians, and the drummer was always Buddy Salzman. No. Buddy Salzman played on most of the Four Seasons hits.
Right.
And Buddy lives down here in Florida. I think he's in his late 70s.
Max Weinberg has cited him as one of the best, I know that, in his book.
Buddy had a unique way of playing phone. That was Buddy. There's a lot of licks that he played that a lot of drummers utilize today.
Yeah.
But Buddy was the drummer of choice when we made those records. He was not the drummer of choice in New York for most other people, but he had a certain thing that worked for the Four Seasons.
Yeah, he's really got a great touch, and it's for me hard to hear the difference between him and Bobby Gregg, who's similar and also on a lot of Smash Mercury Phillips stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great record! Thank you so much, and enjoy your, or is it semi-retirement that you're in now?
Well, you know, let's take a moment now to let people know what Charlie Colello is doing these days. You'll find out. We started to talk about it before, but talk about it in a little bit more detail. You'll see that Charlie's not really retired.
I have a record right now that's on a top 10 download list I did with Dina Martin this year. It's called Memories Are Made of This. I recut a lot of the songs that she did with her father. I enjoyed that because it was all big band and swing music, which I really love.
I take it Dina Martin is Dean Martin's daughter?
Right. And she's got her own radio show, but it's
not as good as Relics and Rarities. Go ahead, say it.
And she's also got four songs on the top 100 download list on iTunes, which is pretty cool. I'm also producing another girl by the name of Kelly King. She is probably the most talented singer I've ever worked with, and I've worked with some really, really talented singers. She does it all. She sings as good as Streisand any day in a week. She sings as high as Mariah Carey and sings in tune, writes her own songs, is funky like Christina Aguilera, and also has the ability to be able to sing with the depth of someone like Celine Dion.
And you told me she's as pretty as the Pussycat Dolls.
And she writes songs like the Pussycat Dolls too. And she's a clean cut American kid. She doesn't take any drugs, doesn't smoke. She's never had a drink in her life. And you listen to her voice is like an angel.
Her name is what, Kelly King?
And also right now I'm writing a project for the Jacksonville Symphony as an arranger. I also write for Peter Nero and the Philly Pops. I write for Richard Heyman and the Sunshine Pops. Over the past couple of years, I did two Billy Gilman records. I had my own record company where I signed Juice Newton, Laurie Morgan, and Ronnie Millsap.
What's the name of the record company?
It was called Linzer Colello. We were distributed by Image. So, as far as retirement, when you make music, one of the things that one of the things that happened about 3 years ago, I was in L.A. recording Ronnie. We were doing this big band string date at Capitol Records. Sammy Nestico. Sammy's well known as like the premier big band arranger. I love the way Sammy writes. He was 78 years old when we were doing the date. I looked in the room with all these great musicians that are in a room. Sammy was having the most fun. And the guy who was having the second greatest time of his life was me when I got up on a podium and worked in front of that band. And I said to myself, I'm never going to give this up because it's too much fun. And one of the things that I learned about why I will never retire from at least writing music is because I love it too much.
It's like become a labor of love for you.
It brings me a tremendous amount of joy, and I never did this for the money. I did it because I absolutely loved what I was doing. And a lot of people tell me that the records that I make like are some of the greatest records that they ever heard. I never looked at it like that. I just did what I did because I basically loved it. I did it from my heart. So the people that really got it, what they did was they really got what was in my heart. And with those words, I'm going to close for this evening. And I look forward to doing this again. I thought this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really want to thank you for coming on. First of all, Gary, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you.
And I've got a special song that I'd like to close with for you because it's the only record I realize that, and you know you did a lot of work on the Dino Voice label with Bob Crewe and so forth, and I wondered if you ever did anything with Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
I did. I recorded them the first time Bob Crewe recorded them. And I don't remember the songs that we did, but I remember we did 5 songs.
Is it 5? Because, you know, I could only find, when I went through my 45s, I'll be honest with you, I could only find one record that had your name on it. Now, there might have been some songs that you did that maybe they didn't put your name on it, because we discussed that before, and you said that did happen. But the only one that I could find, I thought might be the perfect way to say goodbye to you, because I think that when we started tonight, and please don't be offended when I say this, but I think you understand what I'm going to say, many people asked me, well, who's Charlie Colello? And, of course, record collectors, they don't ask that question. Those who looked at the records and wanted to know more than just who did the record knew who you were, knew the, you know, if you don't mind me saying, the legendary status based on the works that you've done, both hits and the records that should have been hits. And, of course, you've got a large amount of both. So, you know, one of the greatest arrangers of all time. You may have started out originally as just a face in the crowd. And that's the name of the record that I'm going to play here by Mitch Ryder. It's called A Face in the Crowd. You remember doing that record?
Yeah.
But after tonight, it was my goal, and like I said, I couldn't do it in just the 2 hours because you had so many great accomplishments, Charlie. But it was my goal to take you and make you from a face in the crowd to something that, like, was shining above everybody, above the crowd, because if you don't mind me saying it, but you certainly are a star, and if I was making a walk of a Hall of Fame and putting stars on my sidewalk, if my community would allow it, you know, I certainly would find a place for you, and I just want to thank you so very much for being a part of Relics and Rarities. So, Charlie?
I'll look forward to doing it again.
Okay, so from a face in the crowd to tonight's star, and thank you so much, and best of luck and best of health to you.
Thank you.
Let me in. Where can a new guy begin? To
That's a face in the crowd that is definitely a shining star tonight. Charlie Colalo, he arranged the record. Mitch Ryder, the song was written by Bob Crew. It's called A Face in the Crowd. David Avitz, our Relics of Rarity show. Woo! Woo! Go wax them down until 3 o'clock this morning. Maybe even just a little bit longer. Who knows? Something you'd like to hear tonight? 732-866-4475 or dave@davetherave.com. While I'm waxing them down, here's one we forgot to play. Oh, yes, indeed. Another one of those great Charlie Colalo arranged records. Michael.